From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces have seized full control of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij near the Turkish border. The SDF said its forces were sweeping the city to make sure all Islamic militants had fled. The U.S.-backed forces have also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages whom the IS had been using as human shields. U.S. and coalition officials have long seen Manbij as a key hub for the Islamic State militants. Just as Nigeria was to celebrate its two-year anniversary of being polio-free, two children caught the disease. Carol Pearson reports from the VOA News Center.
The polio virus has struck Nigeria again. It's the last country in Africa where this crippling virus exists. Now in the north, two children are paralyzed for life. The north is where Boko Haram militants have made vaccination campaigns dangerous. While polio workers feel let down, it means some children were missed. While Nigeria has experienced a setback, the world is very close to eradicating polio. Just 4 years ago, Nigeria accounted for more than half of all polio cases in the world. Now, even with this latest disappointment, it's down to two. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan. South Sudan's government has said it would accept the new troops, but has voiced opposition to the troops being under UN command. The troops will be sent to South Sudan's capital, Juba, hard hit by heavy fighting in the last month, in which hundreds of people died. And Pakistani officials say the crew members of a Pakistani helicopter that crash-landed in Afghanistan early this month have been released by their captors, and the crew returned home safely Saturday. This is VOA News. U.S. defense officials are telling Russia to tone down its tough talk on Ukraine, warning Moscow could inflame an already tense and fragile situation. One U.S. defense official said they have not seen any evidence to support Russian claims that Ukraine has been trying to carry out terror attacks, as Russia has suggested. Russia's prime minister said Moscow could break off diplomatic ties with Ukraine in light of recent security concerns. Superstar American swimmer Katie Ledecky has smashed the world record in the women's 800-meter freestyle event in the Rio Summer Olympic Games, while fellow American Michael Phelps was upset by a swimmer from Singapore in the men's 100-meter butterfly. On Saturday, Usain Bolt of Jamaica appears for his first heat in the 100-meter sprint as the two-time defending champion. The finals take place Sunday. In other Olympic news, VOA's Park Brewer spoke with a two-time Olympic Iranian weightlifter who is now helping the U.S. weightlifting team at the Rio Games.
After a stellar career as a weightlifter and coach in Iran, Shaheen Nasserini has found a new home in the United States coaching top-level weightlifters.
I'm happy with that. You know, I love this sport. I love this job. And I put my heart, my everything into it.
Nasserini pulled off one of the greatest upsets in weightlifting history at the 1999 World Championships in Athens when he beat favorite Pyrrhos Dimas of Greece to win the gold medal in the 85-kilogram class. He then competed for Iran at the 2000 and 2004 Olympics. Then, after getting his green card, he and his wife made their way to the United States, where after a bit of time out of the sport, he returned to coaching. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
The southern U.S. state of Louisiana is under a state of emergency Saturday following torrential rains that have caused deadly flooding. Southern Mississippi and Alabama are also experiencing heavy downpours. A large portion of the region is under a flood watch warning through Sunday. The fast-rising waters have pushed cars and at least one 18-wheeler truck off highways, prompting many people to evacuate their homes. Rescue crews are still looking for many people. The UN Committee Against Torture against acts of violence and incitement to hatred against the ethnic Tutsi minority in Burundi could develop into genocide. The deadly protests broke out in the capital following President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office. Since then, the UN Refugee Agency reports 275,000 people have fled into neighboring countries in search of refuge. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.